Hey everyone, welcome to the Mayor's Table. On today's episode, we have the new Superintendent of Farmington Municipal Schools, Mr. Cody Deal, joining us. We're going to be talking about the kickoff to the 2022 school year, his vision for student success, and how we as a community can come together to support the students, educators, and create a positive outcome for all involved. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mayor's Table. I'm Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. It's the start of the school year. It's 2022, and we've got a new Farmington Municipal School Superintendent with me today. This is Mr. Cody Deal. Cody, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me. It's quite the honor. I've seen the Mayor's Table before and wondering when I was ever going to get an invite. So
well, here's the good news. It's the first day of school when this is airing. So
yeah, perfect.
This is Monday, and you're going to get one of these great mugs now.
Oh my.
So it's official.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, but I don't know. Dr. Schmidt, we didn't get in on this first day, but we got you in, so that's good news.
Love it.
So you are the new superintendent for Farmington Municipal Schools, and that's quite the challenge. And I want to say congratulations. That comes with many other things behind it, but I believe we have a great school district. You know, my kids have been through different parts of it and never had a bad experience, so I appreciate the professionalism of the teachers and coaches and everybody who's been involved in that. But now you're in the driver's seat, and thank you for being here at this time.
I appreciate it, and I'm honored to be the superintendent of Farmington Schools. I've been in a couple districts in the county, but as you said, my kids went to school, grew up through the system, Farmington Schools, and it is a great system.
One of the best in the state, Cody. And I have to know this. I mean, is San Juan College High School still the number one high school in the state?
It depends. You know, we can talk about data in different points, but they do a lot of great things along with all of our schools.
Sure. Well, I think you know, my kids started at PV this week. Everybody's coming in, all the new kids coming into the schools, new teachers, you know, teachers who've been there. Everything's kind of getting running today. What are some things that you want to make sure this community understands and knows about, and as far as this 2022 school year?
Well, I feel a lot of optimism in the air with our district, and you're right, new teachers coming in, a renewed sense of I wouldn't say a renewed sense of pride, but people ready to go, maybe hopefully returning to some sense of normalcy after a couple years of COVID, although we know it's still around and we still have some challenges with it. But I hear you. I think we're ready to go. And with the addition of some of the things that the Public Education Department has done in terms of increase of teacher salary, supporting our programs, so you are right. It has a really good feeling to start the year this year.
I would think about all the, you know, just we use the word challenge. I mean, there's obstacles, hurdles. The times that we were trying to figure out whether or not we were going to be live in class, were we going to be virtual in class. I mean, I just commend all the educators, administration, everybody who was involved in those, the juggling back and forth. Course, then, you know, how it affects the parents and the students then of itself, but having to coordinate all those efforts and implement new systems that had to be utilized for virtual learning. I just can't, you know, thank you guys for making the best out of a bad situation and coming through that, you know, and hopefully never have to do that again. Fingers crossed, of course, but just want to say thank you. It's got to be a sigh of relief to some degree to, like you said, get back to some normalcy and see all the students back in classrooms and not have to go through that back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things about our community is the support that we receive. The school system receives great support, whether it's from the city, the county, the state. So parents and community and families embracing all of those challenges and supporting us, and us trying to support them as well, moving through the things that we've had to the last couple years, and it was difficult. We learned a lot, and in some cases, even got better. We learned to communicate through computer screens, and in a lot of cases, we may continue to do some of those things to negate time and travel, and so there's some positives to it. But you're absolutely right; it was a lot of struggle and a lot of effort made by a ton of people, including our community, but support staff, and I commend teachers for always juggling back and forth between virtual and reality and in person. So our nursing staff, social workers, everybody played a role. Transportation, food service, delivering meals. It was definitely a trying time.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I would say on the lighter side of it, I did tell my son, unfortunately, what this means now that they've mastered virtual learning, mastered, you know, that we're utilizing it, is there's no more snow days for you, my friend.
Well, funny you say that. We just put something out on social media today. We value snow days. we value students, kids, families outside, building snowmen, sledding down the hills. So if we have an inclement weather day, we won't have a remote learning day. So right. You can tell him that he does have snow days. They're back.
I'm going to have him thank you for that.
So. You bet.
That's a good one to put in the bucket. Well, tell us just a little bit of background as far as Farmington Municipal Schools, the district itself. How many schools are there? How many students do we have enrolled? Is enrollment up? Is it down? Kind of give us that lowdown.
So it's interesting, and we're proud that, you know, a lot of districts in New Mexico are seeing a decline in enrollment, and we've really stayed steady and even increased a little bit over the past 2 years. So it's exciting, and it shows the value of our what people believe in our system. But we have 10 elementaries, 4 middle schools, 4 high schools, and of course, our pre-K. So we fluctuate between 10,800 and 11,200 students, depending on over the last couple years. So we're hovering around the 11,000 mark. Over 600 teachers, 1,700 staff. So it's a big chunk of our population comes into our system every day.
11,000 students.
Yeah.
How many teachers did you say that?
Yeah, I give you an exact number, yeah. But over in between 560 and 600.
Okay.
Yeah. Certified teachers. And then along with that comes another 1,100 support staff, custodians, transportation, food service.
Transportation's a big one. The bus barn serves a big purpose in getting kids to and from school.
You know, they start and end our day.
Right. And you've got a great person in charge of that program, and we certainly appreciate the work that they do.
Yeah, you know, we value everybody in our system, and everybody plays a role. You know, I stood in front of nurses and social workers today, and people think education is always about the books and math and writing and reading, and it takes everybody to keep our schools maintained and clean, and getting our kids to and from, keeping them healthy and safe.
It's like a miniature. It's like a tiny city. I mean, it really is. For as much support staff as you have to have there, and understanding that those kids are with you for the majority of 5 days a week for 7 months, 8 months, I mean, yeah, whatever it may be, it requires a lot of resources to deal with everything that's going to face the students, the teachers, you know, everybody there. So that is a big – how many people total are employed with Farmington Municipal Schools, the big picture? Because it's one of the biggest employers, obviously, in the city.
1,700. Yeah, you know, we fluctuate between 1650, 1700, right. You know, when we talk about everybody from in all the systems that we just talked about. So it is, we are a large institution.
Sure. Well, an organization that, of course, is providing, you know, paychecks to 1700 people, feeding their families, helping put their kids through school, setting up the pensions for retirements. I mean, there's so much involved in that. And
yeah, absolutely. And I thank our school board and our human resources department, our finance department, and always valuing our employees. And we try to, you know, when teachers get a raise, we try to incorporate that raise across the board. So we see a big increase for our support staff. So that's going to help us attract, recruit, and retain people as well.
So I should have started off this episode with this disclaimer. Because there's a lot of times that when I'm speaking in public, people make an assumption that somehow the city runs the schools. Mm. And so I think it's important for people to know we are separate organizations. The city has its own elected body. The school board has its own elected body. And the funds that come in, the buckets that we use, are different tax buckets that are utilized to provide the services that, you know, you provide and the city provides. But a lot of people, you know, had this idea, certainly during COVID, a lot of those questions like, Mayor, what are you doing about the schools? And I'm like, well, I'm not that guy.
Yeah. No, and it's I'm glad you bring it up, because even within our own system, you know, we get federal dollars, state dollars, and they have to be spent in certain areas, allocated for different things, and it's not just one big pot of money that we get to spend freely we want. So there's a lot of moving parts.
Well, that's the same, similar with our budget as well. Right. You know, certain increments of those tax dollars must be spent for streets. They must be spent for parks or public safety. You do have general fund, you know, kind of some wiggle room there for things for general fund stuff, but that you are required. And if you get state money or if you get federal dollars, there are obligations that you have to meet in order to utilize those funds, which are outside of, you know, if it was just money that we had, we could do other things with. But
right.
It definitely ties your hands to certain things. I will say this, though, Cody, and this is something that City Manager Mays and I talked about the other day. We have some of the finest school facilities in the state. We have seen a lot of renovation and updates done, and it's great to see that investment in these facilities.
Yeah, and I was in my notes, I wrote down a couple things, but one is we are very proud of our operations department and the way we maintain our facilities. And in some cases, it puts us down on the list of funding for new schools, because we do such a great job of maintaining our facilities. I think I asked our chief of operations before I came over, Ted Lasowitz, today, how many years in a row have we received the Ben Lujan Maintenance Award? And we're up to 12 or 13 consecutive years for maintaining our schools. And you know, we want our students to show up every day to a safe, clean environment. So we take pride in that for sure.
It's a lot of facilities. Ted's got a big job.
Big job.
A big staff of people to help do that, because so many of your areas, your playgrounds and fields are utilized like neighborhood parks. Mm-hmm. Certainly country clubs near my house, and when my kids were small, we were at Country Club Elementary School all the time, just to play out in the field and on the equipment. So it serves just even a broader, you know, population of people, not just those individuals who, of course, are in attendance at the schools.
Yeah, and we welcome that. We welcome people using our facilities at night, playgrounds, Yaffle football teams. My boys, when they were young, would go practice baseball, you know, through the city leagues and on some of our playgrounds. So absolutely.
Well, I think that's one of the partnership, you know, the areas that we work well together on is, you know, again, many people may not know that those public fields that are utilized by the schools, that's a unique situation. We don't find a lot of municipalities and obviously most school districts have fields that are separate, and you have obviously the hutch, you've got fields, but the capability to utilize those public fields is huge for a number of different reasons. Certainly just looking at the conditions of the fields that we have available for high school sports, I think are fantastic.
Great facilities, and we love the partnership, and we couldn't do it without you. And so you're absolutely right. The majority of our kids step onto city fields for the most part to participate, especially in the spring.
Yeah, spring's the big one.
And we know how we value baseball and softball in our community, and we appreciate the partnership, and we'd love to build some more fields.
Well, above and beyond that, and I'm glad you just made that last statement, we would love to see more fields. But within the partnership that we have, public safety, of course, a big component of what the municipality does. The schools have a role to play in that also. There is support provided both ways, between the schools and really Farmington Police Department, Farmington Fire Department. Can you talk a little bit about that for folks, so they have an understanding that, you know, when we see these things happening across the United States, certainly what has happened here at Aztec High School, we don't want to see those things happen. We're doing everything we can to the parts that we can play to ensure they don't.
And we appreciate the partnership between the Farmington Police Department, the Fire Department. I saw an email come across my computer today and from our safety supervisor, talking about our mandated drills that we do and the fire department supporting those drills, having a fire truck there, offering us feedback. Those entities do a great job of supporting our schools. You know, our school resource officer program, having a presence on our campuses, our radios, you know, we have over 1,100 radios in the hands of teachers, administrators, custodians to communicate, not only communicate with each other within our systems, but to communicate with non-emergency dispatch and dispatch. And of course, the police officers themselves. So that partnership, and the police department is the one who helped us, Ben McGahey, put all that together. So our partnership is invaluable, and there's no way we could do it without each other. The other thing that's amazing is the real-time crime center with the Farmington Police Department, the ability in case of an emergency for them to tap into our camera system, and there they go.
Yeah, there they are, working right now.
To tap into our camera system and be able to, in real time, help us in an emergency situation. So it's a great partnership.
No, that is a great system and network to have and yeah. be able to tap in, as you said, to see what's going on and be able to react more quickly to things that may be happening. The SROs, I mean, we're going to have them in high schools. We have some in the middle schools, but they go wherever they're needed to go. And I can certainly say this from the Farmington Police Department side, we would like to have more SROs. Staffing, of course, we need people who want to be police officers. It's a great career, and we're always looking for those individuals who want to serve their community in that way. But we do have them in the high schools and middle schools, and be able to be flexible as well.
Yeah, and even in times where they're not there, whether it's the chief and his team coming in and helping serve lunches, or even patrol officers stopping by our schools just to do a walkthrough. I know we had some training with the Farmington Police Department last week at one of our middle schools with SWAT training. And so just once again, the partnership, the visibility, and when our SROs can't be there, the police department is very supportive of coming in and just walking through our schools and being present. So we certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Cody, just in regards to, you know, anything that this community can do to support the schools, the teachers, places they could volunteer, can you give us any ideas of where we can help?
You know, we truly believe that our families and our community are great partners, and we can't do it without volunteering and community partnerships, community schooling. School's different than when we were there.
It is.
Significantly. One thing that we're really proud of is having a nurse and a social worker in every single one of our schools. But not only that, but beyond our schools, reaching out in the community for support and partnership. I was talking to not to get away from volunteering, but I was talking sure. to Mr. Gamboa, our district athletic director. We can't play because we don't have enough referees, enough umpires. So ways to volunteer in our community is to be involved in ways like that. Volunteering to, and of course, I think they're going to pay you as an umpire.
They do.
But getting involved with your community that way. Work-based experiences, you know, allowing our students to come in and watch doctors, physicians, businessmen, people shadowing the mayor. What is it like to be a politician? You know, right. Those types of partnerships are always
community servant.
Community servant.
Community servant, not politician, please.
There, you got it. Community servant. So we value those partnerships, and we want our students to experience what it's like, and what we're going to turn out is future leaders of our community.
I think I'm glad you brought up those elements of the need for referees and umpires and mentors, because that to me, those are essential parts of what makes the fabric of the community strong. Are those people being engaged in all those different things? And by the way, being a referee it's not a fun thing per se all the time, but it's a necessary thing, right? Just like being a mentor, it's taken away from part of your time, but you're giving something back to a student who's interested and wants to learn. And by the way, we want to keep them here in Farmington, Cody. I mean, this is one of the things we're trying to do is develop industries and create jobs that individuals who go to college or go to San Juan College or get technical vocational skills, you know, work skills, that they utilize them here in this community. We need that. We need to see it grow. This is a great place to raise a family. We have great schools. It's a place where you can invest and not just invest in a financial sense, but invest with your heart and your soul and your spirit. I mean, we have a great community in that regard, but we need more volunteers. We absolutely need more volunteers. It's like going to church and you're going to have a bake sale on Sunday and you're asking a congregation of, 300 people who's going to be here, and 30 raise their hand, and it's the same 30 people who always raise their hands. We need to grow that. Yeah. And I certainly encourage people who are watching this, how can they get a hold of the schools and become a part of that?
Yeah, so it's been tough the last couple of years, because we've shut down our schools and having people come in because of the situation that we've been in with the pandemic. But if you want to volunteer in your schools or you're, as a grandparent, as an aunt, an uncle, as a parent, talk to the school principal. They're the ones who will vet that process, find out what's needed in their school, and then the volunteer packet, they'll sign off on it, and that's the place to start, is with the school. Okay. And the principal.
If you wanted to be a referee, though, is that not ran through NMAA?
Yeah.
So you would do that?
Here's what I do. If you want to be a referee or an umpire, contact our district athletic director, Isaac Gambo, and he'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah. And people need to understand, it's not just as simple as saying, hey, I want to do this, I raise my hand, sign me up. There are background checks that are required. There's other things that, we want to make sure that we're not putting individuals who may be a threat to, our children.
Absolutely.
Into a position where they would have access to that. So, no, there's going to be a little bit of work on your side, but it's work that's worth it. You can certainly speak to others who've been involved in that way. And by the way, it's not just about those who are judging sports events. There's a lot of events that go on because there's a lot of extracurricular activities. I'm thinking about the Lego League in my head right now. They've ran the Lego League, and I think it's ran through the Children's Museum, but it's Farmington Municipal Kids, yeah. It's Kirtland Central, it's everybody. We need judges for those types of things as well.
Science Fair, Science Olympiad.
Fair, yes.
I mean, the list goes on. I think on September... English Expo. I think on September 10th, I believe, if that's a Saturday, we're having our food service departments having a little Master Chef competition, We need some people to come judge what they cook.
They asked me.
Things like that.
They asked me to come and judge that, and that's one, that's like an event I would never, ever miss.
But you're not going to be
but
here.
But there's a lot going on on September 10th. I was so excited, too, because I think they're doing Northern New Mexican food, so I love it. Good for those kids to get out and do it. But I will say, Cody, I think one of the biggest things we could do as a community, and certainly as a parent of a Farmington Municipal School student, is to be an active and engaged parent. So much of the ails that we're trying to overcome by throwing money at schools and trying to ensure that our kids can read properly and meet the certain criteria that we want them to meet at different age group is that it takes parents to be involved in that process. It's not just handing off my child to the public school system and saying, hey, good luck with this.
Yeah.
It's me being involved as a parent with my kiddo saying, hey, we're in this together. That's a phrase that's been used a lot over the last few years. But quite literally, if I'm not in lockstep with what the schools are doing, then there's going to be this issue with my student and whether or not they're going to be following through with the things that I need them to do. And do we always agree on everything? No. But I can tell you, when I grew up, if I got in trouble at school, it was my parents who were mad at me because it was something that I had done that was against the school, the teacher, the rules, whatever the case may be. We have that same accountability. Again, certain situations may be different at different times, but supporting the schools, supporting just the teachers in general, and making sure that our students show up prepared for school each day, getting a good night's rest, getting proper nutrition, getting hydrated so that they can actually go in and learn. That's really critical, and that starts at the house, following up with homework, all those extra kind of things. Those are things that need to happen at home to encourage the student to learn. Because really, it's not just about learning the material, because I don't know how many times somebody said, I'm never going to use this the rest of my life, but it's about creating those synapses in your mind and the ability to think outside of the box, to be resourceful in your own jobs, whatever those jobs may be. A lot of that just starts in school.
It does, and I appreciate all of that, and thank you for making that plug, and you're right. It takes all of us. And I'm really proud of the partnerships that we already have with our parents, and I want them to feel valued and able to have a voice as well. We're not always right.
That's right. We're not.
So we need that feedback too. How do we improve and grow? even before your kids come to school, we have a great program for kids between the ages of 3 and 5, talking about ready for kindergarten. And we have all types of supports that we can provide schools and, or excuse me, parents and families that will help support what you just talked about. So you're right. And we have, families are our most valuable asset.
Well, I'll say this too, the level of communication that the school district has put out, and I, you know, since my kids have been there, I've seen it ramp up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get a phone call. I think I get a phone call every day right now, it seems like, which is fine. Because if there's things I need to know, I need to know it. And certainly Colin, I let him leave a message and then I listen to it later. The emails that have gone out, you know, we've got new freshmen that are coming into the high schools for the first time. There's been a lot of communication in that. They've had an orientation for the parents and an open house. And all those things are really important. And I just encourage people, when those opportunities arise, go and be a part of it. It says something to your student. Yeah. When you're willing to go outside of work, outside of your normal daily activity, and go spend a time in that school and be there, just to hear what's going on, and so that they see that, because that really impresses upon them when they become a parent. How should I be as a parent, and how should I be engaged with what my child is going to be learning, and how do I interact with the school? So many of the questions that people ask can be addressed during these orientations or on these phone calls that we're getting, which saves everybody time. And that's part of the reason why we do this mass kind of communication, is for that very reason, to try and, you know, be proactive and ensure everybody knows what they're, you know, what's coming up and what they need to know. So be engaged. That's so important.
Well, and we have so many different ways to be engaged, and it goes even beyond what you're talking about. You know, we've had, you know, when we were growing up, you had two opportunities to visit your school, parent-teacher conference, right? You had two opportunities to go see what was going on. We want you to be able to have access to your students every day, whether that be through our student information systems, Empower School. You know, you as a parent, you can go in and check daily whether your students are there, how they're progressing academically, whether it's emailing teachers. Don't wait. If you have questions, concerns, contact your school and contact them often.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. And really proud of our public information officer and our media team for what you're talking about in terms of opportunities to reach out, whether it be through email or phone calls or websites, Facebook pages. So we try. And I know we don't hit everybody, but we try as hard as we can to hit as many media opportunities as possible to get to everybody.
Mr. Deal, I would say you've got website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and an athletics page.
We do.
You know, so there's a lot of material there that's made available to folks, and it's important. So I really appreciate the efforts that you're making to grow that as well. I mean, we got to know. People are interested.
Yeah.
And when it comes to issues that you know parents may have or things going on. Principal's office, best place to go for them, right, of their school?
Yeah, I mean, start closest to where the issue lies. So often we have people contact the school board or contact my office, which is great. We value all of that communication, but ultimately 9 out of 10 phone calls that are made to me, or probably 99 out of 100 phone calls that are made to me, we direct back to it's not that I'm not going to help try to solve the problem, but the problem is going to be solved at the school level. So starting there typically is the best place to start, and hopefully it gets resolved. Absolutely.
Okay. Good info. In regards to kind of your vision or things that are coming up here that the board has kind of put out, I know that there's been a new strategic plan mm-hmm. for Farmington Municipal Schools. Do you want to provide us kind of an overview of that?
So I'm super proud of our you know, we talk about changes when there's a new superintendent or new leadership. I'm really proud of our school board, really proud of our system, in the sense that things that have been created over the last several years will continue with our strategic plan. And we talk about high reliability schools and safe and supportive collaborative systems, effective teaching in every classroom, guaranteed viable equitable curriculum, how we report out on how students are learning, you know, standards reference reporting. Those things won't change. But we have a new found emphasis on accountability and being held accountable to those things and how we're doing. We talked to our school board about this strategic plan and how we're going to report out on it. And in all of our work sessions once a month, we're going to provide data to our school board on how we're doing. So we're excited about the direction we're going, and hopefully student outcomes show,
right,
you know, increase.
So like to see that correlation there.
Yeah, absolutely. So very proud of our school board and the leadership in Farmington schools and our schools, because it really starts in the classroom. People think that the superintendent's, you know, has the greatest impact on student learning, and as you probably could guess, that's not the case.
Right. Well, we talked before we aired today. You're essentially the CEO of an organization that's got six other branches, executive branches, so to speak, that are overseeing the daily operations of whatever their specialty, whatever their department is.
Right.
So, I mean, I think you're the driver of that vision. You're holding people accountable, just like you're holding yourself accountable, and making sure that we've got the best of the best available to our students and as far as learning and environments.
And I can tell you that from the school board, the message is clear, and I'm really proud of the people that are on that cabinet level. I think we have great systems in place, and we have a really good group of people, and I'm so excited and so optimistic about where we're going as a district, and it's going to be a fun year.
It's going to be a fun year. Well, Cody, any other additional information you want to make sure we share today?
Well, it's the first day of school.
Yep.
So I think everybody's there. Important dates, obviously, is today. For you pre-K parents, it's the 16th tomorrow. Big night, Friday night, PV, Farmington High at the Hutch. FHS will be hosting PVHS at 7 p.m., so that's always fun. Just to be a great way to kick off the year. So those are big things for this week.
I'll just say this because I'm a big football guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, FHS grad, my son now playing for PV High School. A little heartburn there for a little bit, but the importance, I think, it's important to have good crosstown rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine. It helps motivate the kids. It helps you want to go out and be better. But let's do it respectfully. I think especially as fans and as parents, let's go out and be respectful in the way that we cheer for our teams. And really, I mean, these are all our kids.
Yeah.
These are all of our kids. And our attitudes and our behaviors reflect a lot about who we are as a community, and certainly the type of you know, young men and young ladies that we are raising here and who we want them to be as adults.
It's healthy. I believe it's healthy. And, you know, Coach Gamboa sets that tone. I think it's a healthy rivalry. Even when my kids were in school 3 or 4 years ago, they would compete across town with a golfer at Farmington High, and he was at our house that night.
Sure.
You know, so it's a healthy rivalry. We have a great community that supports all of our kids, so it's fun to watch. Feels good.
Well, Mr. Deal, congratulations again. We appreciate the work that Dr. Schmidt put in, but we're excited to see you at the driver's seat and for what the future holds for Farmington Municipal Schools.
I appreciate it. I'm excited, and it takes everybody. It takes all of us, and I appreciate our community. I appreciate the school board, the teams that we have in place, and everybody that works at Farmington Schools. It's a great place. Good Absolutely. Community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for tuning in today. We hope you've learned something about Farmington Municipal Schools. Remember, check out the website. Check out the social media pages. Take the phone calls when they come. Find out what's going on in the schools here in town, and do your part. Be engaged with your student. Be engaged with your grandkids, whatever the case may be. Let's hold each other accountable and make sure we're raising the best kids that we can with the help of our school district here in the city of Farmington. We'll see you again here next time on the Mayor's Table.